You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Eleanor Gray Show with Eleanor Gray.
Eleanor Gray.
Live from gracedestiny.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Eleanor Gray Show
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, hi there, hello everybody. And how are you doing? It's wonderful here, wonderful and hot in London, in the UK. We've got amazing weather, and we always talk about the weather, don't we? So I'm here anyway to connect through to you guys and to answer some of your questions and to deliver some lovely psychic readings. Now, I'll be using cards here. I have lots of different cards and spiritual cards as well, which I will be looking to share with you. And we've got the football, haven't we? I hope everybody is enjoying the World Cup. You're doing really well. And we are enjoying it here. Of course, England are playing today, so that's even better. So what we've got now is a bit of reflection here. This is a card that I'm taking out for all of you, and it is time to reflect perhaps a little bit more onto what you've been up to, what you've been doing, perhaps thinking about some of your loved ones as well who have passed over, and perhaps wanting to make that connection, but not really knowing quite how to do that. Well, psychic mediums will help. They will always try to cross over the veil, that very thin veil that separates us from our spirit world to our earthly existence. So I'm here to try and bridge that gap. That's what we like to do. So the next card that I have for all of you here is the Three of Cups. This is a card of celebration. It is also a timescale card. So we use this as a number, and perhaps that's a number that you can remember. It's number three. Maybe that's in goals tonight. Perhaps it's something that connects through to you. But in any event, it is quite a lucky number for today. And I think that that's really important, just to have that very, very special opportunity to reflect, which is what we've seen here with the Moon card, and also to think a lot about where you are going. So Cara in Clifton Park, New York. Hello there to you, Cara. Welcome, welcome. And
good afternoon.
How are you doing, Cara? Hi.
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm so excited I got on the call, so thank you for taking my call.
Oh, that's my pleasure. Let's have a look at you, Cara. I'm just going to take a couple of cards now as I've been shuffling, and I will make that connection, just putting these cards out. There's three of them that I always take to start with, and I just want to direct this conversation straight to you, because you are going to be planning, if not starting, a new project or even a new career soon. And this will involve teaching or training. It will involve you having to perhaps gather people together and show them the way, show them how to do it and how to solve problems, and also how to think. Yeah, because I've got this sort of thinking here, and you are great at that. I think you've got a great mind, and you've come through quite a lot of inner battles, and that, I think, is a protective feeling around you, because I think that you naturally go to protect people, those close friends of yours, your family members as well. And that's natural here for you. So you are a very nurturing being. Is that what you do? Do you find yourself helping others naturally, wanting to see the best in people? I think that's such a wonderful trait. And I think that's what you have. Would you agree with that, Cara?
I would agree 100%. That's very spot on.
Good.
Very good. Yes.
Okay, so what you're going to do next, and I think this is July, the seventh month of the year, you're going to be putting down some burdens and you're walking away from difficult circumstances. I can just see you here taking a pathway that is different. It's not difficult, though. This is just different. It's a different way of doing things. And you're leaving behind some negative people. And you probably don't even know at the moment who they are or, you know, if you've experienced that. But this is about reflection. That was the first card that I took. It is about reflecting back onto who is negative and who isn't. And that, I feel, is perhaps around you for the next week or two. And then by the time you get to July, it's sort of all done. You understand it. Everything is ready for you to just push forward and to take that next step. Now, you have got the Page of Pentacles here, which is always representative of new beginnings financially as well. So this is boding very well for matters around money and placing yourself at the hands, at the mercy of others, if you like, because you will be doing that. Right. You will be sorting out some of money matters, but also getting things straight. So it's being able to manage things a lot better. And you're happy about it. You're going to be very happy about it. You've got more income coming in and less problems in sorting out what you have to spend. So have you walked away from somebody? Because I feel that there's a shift here. There's an energy that you need to sort of put your best foot forward to be able to have the opportunity to embrace new beginnings and not just to think, oh, yeah, that would be OK for me, but actually to grab hold of new opportunities, grab them, bring them back to you and hold them here in your heart and in your mind. And I have to ask, do you have a son? Is there a boy? Do you have a boy in your family? Yes. Is life, yeah. How old is he?
Yes, seven. He is 25. He's 25. He'll be 26 soon. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, he's not that little. But do you feel, Cara, as though he's quite immature in his decisions or he hasn't quite got to where he needs to be yet?
Correct. Yes, very much. Yeah. He's kind of lagging, trying his best, but lagging behind. Yep.
Okay. I just feel that there's another fork in the road for him, that there is an opportunity for him to go in a different direction than perhaps the one that he's been not forced down, but you know how life goes. I mean, you land somewhere, don't you? And you have to deal with it and get on with it. And I just feel with your son that he needs to take a little bit of time out and remove himself from the plans that he's already made, perhaps, and now just try and gallop towards what he really wants to do. He's going to get encouragement. There's a woman by his side who will help him do that. It's not you. It will be another lady. I don't think this is a relationship lady. This is another mentor or a person that will guide him. Sometimes we do get physical guides in our life, and that's where we can really start to make everything change. And I think there's somebody just coming in to point the way and say, oh, look, go over this way. That's where I want you to go. So who is it, Cara, that you have walked away from? Who is that person?
For myself.
Okay. Did you leave a job or, a boss or somebody that was a bit overbearing?
Several. I have several people and a home, unfortunately, we sold, and we're kind of, I'm in this very standstill, whether to create a new career, trying to find a home for 2.5 years, a new home for my family. And so as far as individuals, so there's a lot of things.
All right, you've got a new career. So that's why I'm feeling the separation, you know, that you need to do something new and you need to take yourself a lot further forward than you've been able to. So I'm just going to take a card here from the top. Let's see what we have. Yeah, you're walking away in August from everything that has been problematic. This is going to grab you, take you by surprise. Early August, it's a time of holiday, rest, recovery, recuperation, but not for you. But you will put burdens down. You will decide, that's it, I've had enough, I'm not doing this anymore. And you will gather an awful lot of momentum that carries you forward, Cara. And you've got great news coming. So at that point, you will end up in a new career. You will look for a new position and it's going to be lucrative. This is where the money comes in. Your income is raised up and you will find yourself very settled. And you will have to just be prepared to be open-minded upon the opportunities that are given to you, because one door will lead to another. So take what is there, because it's opening up lots and lots of new possibilities for you, which is amazing. You know, that's what you really do need. I also have spirit with you here today. So you do have lights in spirit. I'm just bringing my candle in so that we can share that, because there's lights that I see all around you. Was there a mother that passed fairly recently, your mum or your partner's mum?
My mom passed about 5 years ago, but I'm still connected to missing her a lot. So.
Well, you've got the Ace of Cups. I thought that it was your mum, really. This is so much love being brought to you and so much love that can be shared as well. She was a great friend to you. She still is. And she does try to come into your dream. She is trying to get messages to you. Have you felt that? Have you dreamt about her recently?
Not in my sleep state. I have been... It pops up in, just in my thought randomly throughout the day, periodically, lately.
Well, that's her just trying to get through. She's giving you a key. This is a key to a new home. So you will be moving and putting down roots, I think, somewhere gentle. Why am I saying that? Did she love the countryside? Did she love the flowers and greenery around her? Is that what she enjoyed?
She did, and she had lived with me towards the end of her life, and I was at a small lake in nature, and she found that very peaceful.
Yeah, okay. Well, she's bringing that to you, and what she wants, Cara, is for you to be able to smell the roses, you know, wake up and just feel that lovely aroma all around you. I'm being guided to Maria and or Mary. So do you know somebody with that name at the moment?
I have a stepmother who I'm not close to, but is Mary Beth.
Okay, Mary. Is she unwell? Because I feel that there's going to be news about Mary. This is coming from your mum in spirit. So I feel that you just need to perhaps be open-minded about what to do next. But it's taking you a bit by surprise. So there's something that is going to happen where you will have to step in and perhaps give your advice. And you're very good at that. I mean, you're very grounded, a very sensible person. You know what to do. And other people are going to rely upon you as well. I'm also getting a J here, but it's like Joni or Joni sort of name. Do you know somebody with that name as well? Because this may be somebody that you're meeting.
Yeah,
could be John. It's a J-O. I'm just going to go for Joe, so I'll give that to you. If you don't recognize the name, don't be concerned about that, because sometimes it's just about to be the person that you're going to meet and connect with and make a good relationship with. And I feel for you that this is going to be within the workplace and within your challenge regarding taking yourself into a new vocation even? What is it that you're hoping to do? Do you have anything particularly on your mind right here?
I had been a Reiki practitioner before, and then a lot of people got sick of my family and a lot of upheaval, and I kind of just tabled everything for a while. I've been rethinking of possibly going into something like being a home health aide and helping people or something along those lines. I just love to help people. So,
yeah, I've got that. I got that straight away for you. So very much a nurturing character, warm heart. I feel that you'll be involved with males, not females. So there will be something that's opening up where perhaps you can particularly look at the needs of younger males, maybe similar to your son, because I feel that there's going to be a gap or an opening or something that you recognize that you can see. I also have this man here, the king. This will be a person that you're meant to meet along this pathway that is going to open doors and help you with, I think, generating more experience for you, but not just that. This is generating a sense of confidence. And I think that's what you need to have. You need to be showing that you care, but not only that, you have the relevant experience and the relevant mindset to be able to just walk into a space where this will be a very helpful position. So you, I think, are going to have a really sort of big opening and Cara, and don't forget that you will always, always carry your mum with you, that you will have to perhaps intervene a little bit with Mary Beth, but, you know, it's for the right reasons, with the right heart, and you will move, you will settle, and you will get yourself in a position that you want. All change for you, and the changes come in early August, not very far away. So it's been a pleasure talking to you. Do come and see me on my live shows on TikTok and Facebook, and also you can get a hold of me for a private reading if you want. So thank you for joining me here today, Cara, and I wish you all the best. I really do. I think you will be happy, very happy with what's about to happen.
Thank you, and many blessings to you.
And you as well. So I'm welcoming now Pat. Hello there, Pat. Welcome to my show. You're with me, Eleanor Grace. How are you today?
Hi, Eleanor. Thanks for taking my call.
That's my pleasure. You're in Chicago. Okay. So let's have a look at some of your cards and let's see how best we can connect with you. I'm just going to add in a little spiritual card. Hold on. I just want to take this card here. It is, in fact, the card of the buffalo. So the reason that I'm taking this here for you is that I feel that you're needing some help in attempting to get all of the abundance that you need. Now, the buffalo brings in abundance. It brings in opportunity. It brings in celebrations as well. So I think that you are looking now at opening up your life so much more than you have done in the past, and so much more than you perhaps have felt that was necessary. So I've now got the High Priestess from the Tarot. This is a card for you. This is you as well. Do you feel as though you're expelling a lot more of your psychic senses at the moment? Do you feel as though your psychic ability is improving, even if it's just a tiny, tiny bit, because your intuition is expanding here? And you are delightful. You're so delightful, Pat. You help a lot of people already, don't you? You bring them in and you nurture people as well. Knight of Wands is here. So this is always going to give you an opportunity that you're just not expecting at the moment. So life is going to be full of a few surprises now. With the High Priestess and you're expanding your psychic senses, this is a time for perhaps a little bit more meditation, perhaps a little bit more understanding of what it is that you're seeing. Because sometimes we see images, we have almost premonitions, and we just dismiss them. We think, oh no, that's not me. I'm not anything like that good at trying to organize things for myself. And yet you are. So try and listen and tune in to your intuition, and that's going to help you, particularly regarding your feelings. Now, I do have feelings here being very strong and powerful, but you are needing a little bit more protection. So I'm going to use this. This is an obsidian egg. And the obsidian is a crystal which is all about protection. And the egg is all about new beginnings, literally putting down some new roots and starting again. So the egg is about to crack open, and you are about to be on the receiving end, not only of the protection that you deserve, but also the feelings, the emotions that are here too. Now, you've drawn the Lovers card, which is the most wonderful card in the tarot. It gives you choices, but this is a mature Lover's card. So this is a card where you are very likely to experience a relationship which you perhaps had for a while, but is being reinvented, is, you know, bringing a lot more love and romance and positivity again, or you are just about to enter into that pathway. So which is true for you, would you say?
Everything you said is pretty on target. I've been going through a dark night of the soul since 2022. I had to give up my house, and my whole life turned upside down. I've always been extremely intuitive since I was a little kid. I never doubted it, but since everything has changed, and now I'm in a space where you're right. I am asking for abundance. Mm-hmm. I'm asking to find my new home.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, where is it? You know, and how am I going to get there? You know,
what's the route that you're going to take? Yeah, yeah, I understand. I've got it. Well, the buffalo here is bringing you the energy. So first of all, this is what you want: protection from the obsidian egg, and the energy here from the buffalo. It's just driving forward, you know, like the herd will move and you will be on top of it. So you're being carried along. And that's wonderful here as well, Pat, because it gives you momentum. And that's what's been missing, I think, in your life up to this point. It's been the ability to really say, come on, I can do it. I am confident. It is me. I can do this. And that is where choices have perhaps failed you in the past, you know. So with the Lovers in a relationship, are you constantly or considering a new beginning in your relationship? Is that what you want to see? More commitment or a different type of feeling? Which one is it?
You know, my husband passed away today, 7 years ago. It's interesting how you're calling me. And my son's birthday is today. He passed away on my son's birthday. So, yes, I mean, I would like to have a
conversation. So who is John? Who is John? Can I ask who John is?
Cousin. He died a long, long time ago.
Well, he's in my room, because John came in when I first started the show. So let me just take a candle. And this is a candle being lit for you, for spirit, for your husband. But this is a relationship. You're not meant to be on your own. And you will take this relationship in your stride. So you are about to make friends, embrace new characters, new people, and enjoy that sense of, I think, just being alive. You know, I mean, really, really regret our loved ones that have passed, but he is with you. I think that he's tried to show you a few times sort of that he looks after you. Do you feel that? Because the egg here is about protection, and that's what I've been drawn to take for you, this element of protection. So he is there loving you still and being, I think, very, very forward in wanting you to make some new beginnings yourself, to take some new steps. I am going to give you John, but I think it's J-O-N or Joe or John, because he's been here since my last caller, and I didn't really feel that this was for her, but I do think it's for you. So you have to perhaps just understand that there's a little bit further to go, and then you will be in a different scenario. I think that this is the person that you're meant to be in a relationship with. I'm just connecting here to spirit because I've got lots and lots of lights, and you can see all the golden lights behind me, and I feel that this is for you, where you perhaps, you know, been floating a lot. And I'll say that. Do you feel that sometimes? Do you feel a bit dizzy? You know, disorientated, a bit dizzy sometimes?
Very much so.
Okay. Well, that is when you're floating. That's when I'm connecting to you and I feel as though you're elevated. You know, you're not actually grounded very much, but at this time, at these points, I do feel that you're able here to make that spiritual connection. I feel that you will be talking to your loved ones who've passed, you're talking to your husband as well, that he was great here around you, a really sort of solid person. What was his name? Because I'm not getting it, and I do want to connect to him.
It was Jim.
Jim. Okay, well, we got the J, so that wasn't too bad, but it was Jim. I knew that it was a short name because I wanted to go to John. All right, let's think about Jim. I'm just closing my eyes. He was a big character, wasn't he? He was really... allowing you to blossom and to grow. I think that maybe this is something that he is trying to say to you, that there should have been a big wedding, there should have been a big celebration, and he wanted that for you, Pat. However, sometimes we look back and it wasn't always possible, or it wasn't the right decision at that time. However, I think that the message that I'm going to give to you is that you have happiness ahead. You mustn't give up, and you mustn't think that life is over because your husband died. You must think instead that he's given you the opportunity to live with protection and with feeling and with his love. So I'm sending lots of Jim's love to you. He's brought in his lovely lights in spirit for you. So thank you to all of my callers here today. It's been wonderful to connect. Enjoy the sunshine and the football and the World Cup. We are here in London. We're looking forward to England playing tonight. So I will see you again next week, same time.